The next patient is Mrs. Ida Love. Last name is L-O-V-E. And the first name, I-D-A. Number one, critical case of a 79-year-old African-American female that is following the practice for CKD stage 3A. The patient has a serum creatinine that is 1.1, and the BUN is 18, and the estimated GFR is 49 mLs per minute. And the this blood test was done on June the 7th of 2024. The patient that has a urine analysis, which is with the white blood cell stearase that is positive and bacteria that is moderate, with the E. coli that is associated to the urinary tract infection, the patient is asymptomatic, so we are going to treat her like it's asymptomatic bacteriuria. The protein creatinine ratio is similar to the old determinations, around 300 to 400 milligrams per gram of creatinine. Number two, we are going to check the albumin creatinine ratio for the next visit, because this patient might be a candidate to be treated with a SGLT2 inhibitor, given the fact that she has so many comorbidities that are compromising the heart. Following number, the patient has a BMI of 36, period. We have emphasize the plant-based diet, and we also recommended a low sodium diet with a fluid restriction, but when we do the physical examination, we know that the patient is retaining fluid. It's a pitting edema that is at least 1+. It doesn't make sense for me to increase or to manipulate the diuretics, because all she has to do is decrease the sodium intake and restrict the fluid intake if she is indeed interested in getting better. Following number, atherosclerotic heart disease. Apparently, the patient had PCIs done last year. I don't have the details of those PCRs, but we know that she has been followed by the cardiologist. The last appointment was a month ago. Following number, arterial hypertension that is borderline high. Again, we don't think that the right approach is to make the correction of the medication prescription if she doesn't want to make an effort to do the fundamentals of the treatment of the blood pressure control, which is decrease the body weight and decrease the fluid intake and decrease the sodium intake. Following number, hyperlipidemia that is under control. The cholesterol is 180, triglycerides 152, HDL 50, LDL is 103. Following number, type 2 diabetes that is under control despite the fact of the BMI is the hemoglobin A1C is 6%. Following number, the uric acid is under control, but following number, vitamin D deficiency on supplementation, period. The patient wants to come back in 6 months, and we are going to look forward for her to follow our recommendations. Otherwise, the prognosis is going to be guarded. We invested 10 minutes reviewing the lab, in the face-to-face, 20 minutes, in the documentation, 8 minutes.